Like, I get it. It just looks like a godlike pig snout.
Yeah, or like if God were a Lego figure.
What if God was a Lego figure?
Greetings, Afro Posse, and buckle up for the sticks. It's the Afro of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Woo!
And we're recording online because the weather is horrible outside.
Yeah, but is it though?
It's not.
But it was.
They were saying it was going to be like terror and tornadoes, last I looked, it was 66 and sunny out.
2-inch hail and 4 horses riding out of the western sky.
Yeah, and like
I didn't bring about.
I didn't even know we were supposed to quote unquote have bad weather until y'all were like, maybe we should record online. And then they sent my kids home early, you know, and like canceled all after school activities. And I'm sitting at home going, I think everybody's being a little bit panicky about this.
If we had done nothing about it, we would be in the middle of a tornado the size of the state.
Right.
That's
it's like an
just
umbrella.
How that works.
I will say the last time I was like, no, the weather will be fine. James and I were taking shelter on the side of like a fucking U-Haul building or something, hoping that tiny car didn't get lifted up.
Maybe if you traveled in a car instead of a go-kart, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. And then maybe I would be driving a car instead of a super kick-ass go-kart.
We all make choices.
I feel like you thought it was James.
I was going to say, I feel like you're both making very valid arguments right now.
I feel like one of us is, and it's not him.
I don't know. Go-karts are cool though, man.
That is very true. Yeah. It's not Mario regular sized car.
No. And they go on tracks, not roads.
Yeah.
And you have
the rainbow road
tracks. Yeah. And they're kick-ass.
Jenna,
the Rainbow Road is a road. It's a road. The Rainbow Road is a road.
Yeah. Also, you drive through the streets of Paris.
But it's called the Rainbow Road.
And Rome.
Right. It's called a Rainbow Road because that's its name, not its designation.
Why would you call it a road if it isn't a road?
The same reason we call James, you know...
Go on. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Boy, that punchline was worth walking to.
I didn't have anything.
We knew. I felt it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys drinking?
Not enough.
Okay.
I've got a Bloody Margaret.
Yay.
I have a canned V8 Original. A little bit of Montreal steak seasoning, which is my favorite thing to put in absolutely fucking everything. Some celery salt. Gates? Have I tried? What?
Putting gates in there? Sorry, I interrupted.
A ramp or a door?
Gates barbecue sauce. It's the best barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. If that's the barbecue sauce that was brought back for me, it's gone because I used all of it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it was delicious.
We can probably get you some more.
That would be wonderful.
That stuff went pretty quick.
And then I've got Drum Shanbo Gunpowder Irish Gin, which is now my favorite gin. Some taco seasoning and some Cholula hot sauce.
Nice.
Giving it a quick stir with a broken chopstick.
Broken chopstick is the name of my... I don't know which cover band, but it's like not a K-pop. That's wrong.
Yeah.
So, how is it, James?
It's good. It's not as good as it could be, and I think it's because I don't have two of my favorite ingredients. I would prefer to have Chef Paul's vegetable magic instead of taco seasoning. I would prefer to have Tabasco over Cholula for this particular application. So it's good. It's not perfect.
No, it's not your favorite. It's right. not the thing that gives mm-hmm. you that little comfort in your soul.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. What are you drinking, Jenna?
I am drinking. Okay. So I went to the liquor store with my daughter yesterday. Mm-hmm. And all of the wine was on super sale,
hey.
Including alcohol removed wine.
Oh.
It's called Free. F-R-E. Mm-hmm. And this is a red blend from California Vineyards.
Oh.
But because alcohol has been affecting my stomach, I was like, well, give her a try. It's grape juice, you guys. It's yeah. it's weird tasting grape juice. It's not, it doesn't taste like wine. It tastes like grape juice that like hung out with wine. Like they're just sitting there chit-chatting, but it's not, they did not make it to second base.
It's goth kid grape juice.
Well, it's grape juice that didn't make it to second base with a glass of wine. It really just like first base maybe, but not. Yeah. yeah.
Over the clothes.
There were no hands under the shirt. It was just chatting and a little hanging out, but not.
Wow.
So whatever, I got an expensive bottle of grape juice, and honestly, Welsh's is better.
Fair.
That's not to say that this is bad. It's not bad. It's completely drinkable. It's fine.
Oh.
But it's not something to write home about. It's just kind of weird grape juice, you know?
So. Damning with faint praise, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Salsa, if you're there, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Cutwater Tiki Rum Punch.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck you. I mean, I'm very happy for you. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. Those keys are right next to each other on the keyboard.
Yeah, they really are.
Understandable. Yeah.
God. Well, you know, you can understand why they would have put those next to each other on a typewriter. So.
Yeah.
Here we are still today. So Salsa, what have you been up to?
Oh, a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. They did a show. At Renaissance Festival type show.
Did you do it at a Renaissance Festival?
No.
Oh.
Did it at a nightclub.
Oh.
Yeah.
How novel.
A Renaissance nightclub?
No.
A gay
bar. Were there other Renaissance acts there?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm enjoying this Q&A format.
I feel like I'm getting closer.
Was it bigger than a bread box?
This Saturday was the Festival of Friends that took place at Lush Nightclub.
Excellent.
And it was a grand old time, as they say. Had tech on Wednesday and then did the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, did their thing. It was Naughty Body was there, and the Dregs.
Very cool.
And myself, Casimir, was there. And the whole thing was kind of put on by Baratok Belly Dance.
Mm-hmm.
So the Baratok did all, like, they would do a set, and then Naughty Body would do a thing, and then Baratok would do a dance, and then Dregs would do a thing, and then Baratok would do a thing. You know, that Hosted. Sort of idea.
They were the MC act.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, I was the last act of the show, which means I sat around for a few hours doing nothing.
And not eating, not drinking, just sitting there
Yeah, so I basically sat backstage with my Switch and waited.
What did you play?
Did you get far in your game? Yeah, like these are the important questions.
I mean, I was about to say this is not the important question, but I suppose you said it's the important question, then I suppose it's the important question.
I determine these things.
I was playing Mario Brothership.
Oh, hey, cool.
But, just hanging around backstage. I did have one thing to do in the first half of the show. And that was Danny, the person in charge of Barrett Hook, had this idea that they wanted basically a little more interaction between the acts, as opposed to just here's an act, then they leave, and then here's another act, and then they leave, you know. So like, like Naughty Body and the Dregs did a song together, and they like had interaction. Yeah, and they had interactions with the belly dancers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I had an interaction with the belly dancers as well.
And I that have a was guess.
Okay. What's your guess?
Is it when they were doing a sword dance?
Bingo.
Got it.
So the curtain opens, mm-hmm. and there's the belly dancers with their swords, and I'm standing there with the sword like I'm just about to swallow the sword.
Yes.
And Brian, the MC of the show, is at that mm-hmm. point supposed to go, Casimir, this is the sword dance, mm-hmm. not the sword swallowing. And mm-hmm. basically, you know, I mug a little bit and he chases me off stage and ha ha ha, it's funny.
Right.
Well, we get to the show. So this is the last set before intermission. Mm-hmm. So the Dregs leave the stage, the curtain closes, we get set up behind the curtain, and Brian starts announcing intermission.
Oh.
Oh no.
Yeah. So like we're behind the curtain going, no, it's not. And he's like, but yep, we're gonna have an intermission now. No, we're not. And it'll be about 10 minutes. No, it's not.
My God.
So we finally hiss loud enough for him to hear it. And he remembers, oh, no, it's not. We have one more act. Oh, but wow. That was enough to rattle him.
Oh, no.
Stop.
So the curtains open.
Oh, no.
And I'm standing there with the sword up above my head.
Right.
And then I stand there.
Yep.
And I stand there.
Oh, no.
Stand.
And I stand there until Danny on stage, one of the belly dancers, goes, Casimir, this is the sword dance, not the sword swallowing. You know, and so I do the little interaction with her.
Right.
Right.
And ha ha ha. And just as I'm leaving the stage, like I turn and off the stage when Brian remembers where we're at in the show and goes, Casimir, this is the sword dance, not the sword.
Oh my God.
At which point I have already left the stage and right. just like, just get me the fuck out of here, please.
Oh,
get me
no.
out of here. And and I go backstage, which is where Brian is at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And he shuts his microphone off, and I like pat him on the arm and I'm like, you doing okay, bud? And he goes, yeah, but I'm gonna get in so much trouble later.
Isn't Brian, if I'm thinking of the right Brian, isn't this guy married to somebody important in that group?
Yeah, he's Danny's husband. Mm-hmm. Danny, the producer of the whole show. Yeah.
All right.
No, he was like, yeah, Danny is gonna let me hear about this later.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
oh, I am sure.
We've all been there, buddy. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yep.
I died on stage in front of one of my comedy idols. Just bombed a whole fucking set, and then slug scooted my way off. So it could be worse.
Oh yeah, no, it could definitely be worse. And also,
that sucks.
it absolutely sucks. But thankfully, Danny had the ability to jump in and make it work.
Yeah.
And, But there for I was gonna say,
I've definitely fucked up a queue line here or there with Bill. But that doesn't matter because Bill kind of doesn't care. He'll just fucking do his own thing anyway. Oh, yeah. So, like, yeah, technically I've fucked up with my spouse on stage, but eh.
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't the end of the world, but it was definitely one of those please let me leave the stage moments.
Yeah.
Oof.
So, but then, yeah, came out, did my set, mugged a lot, did, you know, got the crowd all riled up, had some fun, had a grand old time. It was, yeah. It was fun. I enjoyed myself. I'd probably do it again.
Nice.
So,
then what else? That was Saturday. Yeah, I gave blood yesterday again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
There is a possibility I'll need a blood transfusion when I have my surgery if things go sideways. So
I could be James. In you, Jenna.
No. No, oh, God.
Oh, no. Wasn't ready for that.
Nope. I'm sorry. What's your blood type, Salsa?
O positive.
Oh, shit.
I thought you'd answered your own question. What is your blood type, comma, salsa, question mark?
I mean, we've already figured out that James and I are the same type, so I was going to be like, I'll just use James's blood, but I guess either of you will work. You're both invited to sit in the waiting room for no specific reason whatsoever. Actually, no, you are for very specific reasons, and that is to keep my daughter and my roommate chill.
But also.
But also, you know, for the blood. Come on.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe not even if you need it. Maybe just to have it.
Yep.
In true Jenna fashion, I have a backup plan.
Yep.
And now I also have a backup to my backup plan.
If Jenna just spontaneously develops vampirism during this procedure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my surgeon that you're both blood bakes for me.
Blood.
It'll be, yeah. Just be like, just,
we always knew that we would be her victims. It's just not yet determined for what.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've got my blood donor card on my phone. If the nurse wants to see it, I can show her.
But in all seriousness, thank you so much for donating blood.
Yeah.
It's saved my life, and I will always appreciate blood donations. Literal life-saving activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, but they tell you where your blood is going.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, did that. And then my daughter had some hockey games this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah. Considering her team was put together by one of the coaches. Because she's going to be in the next age level up next year.
Sure.
And, you know, she was in 10U this last year, and she's going to be in 12U next year. And one of the coaches of the 10U, his daughter is also going up to 12U. And so he kind of put this together as a way of taking the girls that are going to be in 12U next year and kind of introducing them to 12U.
Cool.
Okay.
No, like, so they get to spend time together and get to know each other and bond beforehand.
Well, it's less about getting to know each other, but more about learning just how much faster and, you know, level and like the age level becomes much more, you know, the game is faster. The, you know, the hits are harder. The you know, shots are faster. You know, the passing is quicker, stuff like that. All of that.
Now you're playing with power. Nintendo power.
Exactly. They're using the genie. You know, just it's just a way for them to familiarize themselves and get used to the idea of the next level up without it being, without it affecting points in the standings. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They're going to play a few games and then it'll be summer and it won't matter. Whereas if they wait until next fall, they may lose their first few games because they're not used to that.
Yep.
And those lost games are going to be on the standings. So yeah, this was just kind of a way for them to get familiar with the next level up, which is a pretty cool idea. All of the other teams in this league are playing hockey right now because these are summer development camps.
Oh, sure.
So here we are as this little ragtag group of people who are just familiarizing themselves with the new level of play, who'd never practiced together once, who are just going to play. If it was just, we're going to get together, we're going to play 8 games and that'll be it. And they're going up against teams that are every day doing weightlifting and like drills and shit like that. You know,
the German team.
Exactly. The you know, we're up against the Germans and the Russians here. So the fact that we're in games, you know, 2 to 4, you know, is pretty impressive. You know, it could be way worse. So yeah, they're getting their butts handed to them, but they're doing better than they could be. So
fair.
Not bad for a little ragtag group.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what we did, is got ready for that. And yeah. Did I do anything else? I don't think I did anything else. Not really. Nah.
All right. James.
A couple of things, but mostly I took a trip up north to where the RV is parked. The RV that we've been slowly purchasing from a friend.
Yes.
It needs a little bit of work, but I am pleased to say that it started up without too much complaint.
I thought you were going to say without a hitch, and I'm like, but don't you need a hitch for...
that sounds like the James's Lake Wobegon poem, where the RV is parked.
Yeah.
I want that poem, James. Get on it.
Well, I do have a Minnesota Gothic, and it involves riding your spider wife to Target. So the,
That's not the story I want.
That is not different. No, we're
subtle difference. Yeah.
We want a Lake Wobegon style poem where the RV is parked.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a writing challenge. You must accept, Mr. Writer Guy.
Yeah, I do Tuesdays and Thursdays when I get up early, since I'm not headed to the gym, I write things. So this could be a prime opportunity to do that.
There you go.
That's got funny. Up there.
I do that when I wake up early, too.
What?
Right.
Oh.
When I wake up early.
Oh. So never.
Yeah. I think that's, I can't quite see his face, but I believe that's the joke being made, if only. All right. So, got up there, checked the solar and everything. Everything's in good shape. Realized that I didn't have any fresh water in the fresh water tank because I had winterized it. I had emptied out the water tanks so that
you realized that you had no water in there.
Even though it's been 7 months and it's not the only winter that we've had it. So I did that before I parked it up there more than a year ago. After Fest season 2022, I think, I parked it up there and then had emptied out the water at an RV place nearby and didn't remember. But I had brought a bunch of water with me anyway. I got to whiz in my own bathroom. It was very freeing.
I'm so proud of you.
I did not take the liberty to do anything more than that for fear of ruining the entire RV. And so instead, I just, when I left...
Also, are you going to pee?
No, pooping in there.
He was James is talking about shitting.
Yes.
And when James shits, it's a natural disaster.
Yes.
He doesn't have enough, I don't know, fucking fiber in his diet, or I don't know.
Or too much, or not enough. Or the right amount, but the wrong kind.
I don't know what the hell you're eating, man. But
I eat better. A wicker swing set every morning. And there was a time when I was doing crap chats, and a friend asked a doctor about it. And the doctor said, I don't think you should try to keep up with him. I don't think anyone should. I don't believe this man is well. So, that.
Having lived with you, yep, agreed. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, right. But agreed.
No, I don't think you have to be. Yeah, I'm not a mechanic, but I can tell that car is not running. So, it's got one wheel and it's firing on two of eight cylinders. So the, I went up there. I had brought all of these things to do because I was like, this is, you know, time that I'm going to be alone. So I can write and I can read my video game magazines and I can play video games for hours on end, and I can just watch old shows that my spouse has no interest in and does not wish to watch, and all of these things, just like really just put it down on the ground and roll in it. And I did almost none of those things. I practiced the accordion for a little bit. I watched two episodes of Twilight Zone. and then went to sleep. I got there quite late. Despite my best efforts, I had left at like 4:30 in the afternoon and got up there around, I think, 8 p.m. Mm. And then by the time that it was moved close to the outlet so that I could run the heater, and I'd got all of the bedding arranged and, you know, reassembled the bathroom and gotten changed into PJs and just everything. It was already like 9:30 and I was turning into a pumpkin. And I wound up, I had a nice beer, went to bed, and then got up at 3 a.m. Fucked around a little bit, went to go outside to stargaze. And I was out there for about 30 seconds before I just like the wealth of stars that were visible was absolutely fucking phenomenal. The closest major light source is the Mille Lacs Casino.
Aww.
And it's some distance off, and they don't have the weird like giant UFO.
They don't have the UFO lights.
Yeah, and so just
God.
more stars than you could ever count. Mm. And I was really enjoying that until there was a lot of movement in the trees behind me.
Ooh.
And I thought better of it. I thought, if I'm going to die, I would like to die inside this camper. I went back in, took a whiz, finished the episode of Twilight Zone that I was on, and went to bed. Got up at like 9:30.
Oh.
Packed everything in, moved the camper back.
Nice.
Got all of my things together and packed up a tiny car. And then I was on the road to be down at Rachel's place by 2:00 and wrecked a McDonald's bathroom instead.
Oh, good. Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, just like it was very nice. It is, I want to say, like 90% extraordinarily dark and quiet up there. Except for, I presume, some asshole playing an accordion.
Well.
But that aside.
I mean, you have to expect assholes playing accordions when you go camping.
Right.
Duh.
Right. And so I, occasionally a car would drive on the freeway somewhere nearby, and I would see the lights filtering through all of the trees sort of eerily. And yeah, or hear like a distant something. But other than that, it was sort of eerie. It was about as dark and quiet as it has ever been where I've been camping. And so it was an extraordinary experience. Not a bad one, just a different one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now the camper's ready to stay overnight in if I, you know, would decide to go up there of a weekend.
Well, and you have talked about disappearing over a weekend to do some writing and things like that, so.
Yeah.
Now you have a spot to go.
Mm-hmm.
H-O-G-O.
And now it's all ready.
H-O-G-O. Now you have a spot to go.
Yeah. Exactly okay. That. What about you, Jenna?
I don't remember what I remember what I did. Mm. I'm going to go backwards. I went shopping with my family yesterday.
Okay.
We did our normal grocery shopping, but then Jess and I went to a liquor store afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the wine was on sale.
Woohoo! The hell you say?
So I bought all of the wine.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, like, I said earlier that I got this alcohol-free whatever stuff, and it basically mm-hmm. tastes like grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I also got a whole bunch of wine that I do like.
Mm.
I got Ménage à Trois and Apothic. I got a couple of wine havens just to have meat on hand. Here's the problem, though. I can't really drink much right now, and I'm not going to open a bottle of wine to have one glass.
Yeah.
So basically my wine rack looks real cool right now.
Nice rack.
Yeah. Oh, my rack is amazing, you guys.
Extremely full.
It's all red and white.
It is. And a little rosé. There's some blush going on.
A little blush.
Okay.
Yeah. A little blush. Okay. Great. Great.
Yes.
Good.
And some honey and some cranberry. What?
Oh. Yeah.
Weird.
I didn't think that came out of those taps, but sure.
Don't overthink it. Okay, go ahead. Overthink it, James. Find me a word. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
Huh. All right.
It's interesting going booze shopping with your child, though. Like. Hmm. I've done it a few times over the years now, and it's never not a little weird.
Sure.
Like, she's just shy of 25 at this point. Mm-hmm. She knows what she likes. It's no longer the experience of, let me tell you about this, or anything. Now it's just like, we're going to the booze store, it's just another fucking errand, I guess. But it's still kind of weird to do that particular errand with your child. No
for
matter
sure.
how old your child is. I'm sure, like, give it another 5 years and I'll be like, you know, just fine with it, whatever. But
while you're out, get mom a wine and some scratchers.
Yep, exactly. but yeah, so that's always just a little weird. Saturday, we had a fire. We had, Joe had a couple of friends over, I mean, they're also my friends, but they're kind of like Joe's friends first, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah. So a couple of friends over and just hung out and chit-chatted. And I have a sweater that smells of wood smoke that I haven't washed yet because it smells of wood smoke. So yeah. That's just going to sit in my office for a couple days.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah, just sat around, had a fire.
That's the best way to have a fire.
Yeah. It's not quite so good when you're like actually on fire, like accidentally.
No. Yeah, like, no, that's
part of a performance. If it's a part of a performance, that's fine. But like when you just kind of catch fire, that's not so good.
Oh, that's a book.
Yeah, we had, I did see, Lettuce and Lovage at Theater in the Round on Friday.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, that was in fact 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. It was mm-hmm. a very good play. It was very wonderful. And I was glad to have the warning that I had. The only problem for me specifically is that, sometimes my body hates me right now. And so, I've been having some, I'm going to say GI issues, but it's not what you're thinking. It's, it's more like a heartburn nausea kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there I am. The third act is, they're about 10 minutes into the third act. It's in the round, so you can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And my little kind of heartburn nausea thing starts happening. Oh. And they say don't bring food or drink in, but I had my water bottle anyway, just in case, because...
You sure. Rebel.
I know.
Jen is a bad girl.
I'm awful. I'm very naughty. I can't even say that right. Anyway. But pardon me. And I was like, oh man, I don't think I brought my Tums, because I have my big purse and then I have like a smaller pouch purse that I have a bunch of my medicine in. And I'll put the pouch purse in my big purse sometimes mm-hmm. when I go places. And I didn't do that this time. And I was like, ah, son of a bitch. And then I remembered that my Tums bottle is actually too big for the small pouch purse.
Fuck.
So it probably is actually in my big purse. Here's the problem. Big purse is big.
Mm. Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, disrupt the play. So I'm there, like, trying to quietly shuffle things around to find my Tums. I did find the Tums, have some Tums, started to feel better towards the end of it. So, like, it did happen, but, like, the entire thing was, like, a weird Mission Impossible for an old lady with a big purse looking for her Tums. It's just like,
do-do-do,
oh, no, the receipt's crumpling. Oh, is this a Werther's original? Shit. Yeah. It really was. It was just this Mission Impossible of a middle-aged white woman. I don't know how to describe it any better than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise the play itself was amazing. Of course. I went up to the window to buy a ticket and they're like, "Oh, do you know anybody involved with production?" And I'm like, half the cast and crew?
Right.
He's like, name one. I'm like, Duck Washington. He's like, gotcha. Here we go. Like, apparently there's a, if you know somebody, there's a $5 discount or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought that story was going more gatekeepy.
No.
Like, if you're such a fan, name one actor.
No, he was just trying to get me a discount, I guess. I had no idea.
No, that is right. Way better than I thought that was going.
Yeah, it was kind of the flip side, really.
Mm-hmm.
Name one song he plays. Yeah.
Duck Washington.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I saw him dance as a stormtrooper once.
That's
it true. Was really good, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, lovely show, lovely time. I guess the only other real big thing I've been doing in my life recently is because my body hates me, I've just been trying to move it.
Yeah.
So last Sunday, not yesterday, but like a week ago, I decided I was going to do 10,000 steps in 10 days each. Wait, 10,000 steps each day for 10 days. That.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I have managed that goal. Today I am currently up to 5,300, which is not really where I want to be, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
We end this podcast, I can just pace around the house for a while, but, favorite way, I prefer to take a walk, but it is day 9 today. So I do this, I do tomorrow. I will have done 100,000 steps in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's the biggest goal, really. It's not a huge, huge deal. But I don't feel like I can do a lot right now. So even doing something is kind of better than not doing anything. You know what I mean? And managing to hit all of these days, like, okay, that feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good, you know? It's not super exciting. It's not running a 5K or the mutter thing or whatever, but it's reaching a goal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I feel like it's pretty kick-ass.
It doesn't feel kick-ass to me.
Okay.
It's not, I don't know. It's an accomplishment, and I don't want to diminish that it's an accomplishment, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's more like I wrote a neat poem, not I wrote a 3-act play kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of different levels, so I'm trying not to diminish the fact that, you know, I've basically done the equivalent of a poem, but like.
But it's not what you had your heart set on.
It's not. I used to be able to write 3-act plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now all I can focus on is a poem to keep the metaphor going. Also, that's kind of accurate.
Oh.
I can't wait to be off this hormone treatment. You guys, I'm so tired of feeling weak and not having a brain. I can't even. But yeah, but I'm doing it. So take that. Boom. I think that's all I had.
No, I think that's fucking outstanding. I remember doing when I was building up to a Khal Drogo cosplay for Game of Thrones, that I did 100 days of Khal Drogo to lose. I think I ended up losing 35 pounds in 100 days, which is not great, but I didn't crash diet or, you know, anything like that. It was just like very carefully calorie counting and then going to the gym frequently. It was not sustainable by any means, as you might have noticed.
Right.
But even though I was just doing a tiny amount every day, it was still, like, cumulatively, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like fucking 100,000 steps in.
I will say one of the things that's incredibly frustrating for me is that I'm not losing weight. I'm not losing inches.
Oh.
I'm not losing any. Like, I measured myself almost a month ago and I measured myself today and I was like, yep, that's the exact same body. I actually gained a couple pounds, which I'm sure is probably more like muscle mass type stuff. So that's fine. But like, how annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I've been steadily increasing my cardio and my movement and everything else over the course of the past couple of months. And then, yeah, doing something like this and seeing just no progress. There's no progress. I've actually gained a couple pounds since last January. Like,
yeah,
I just there, but I also can't push myself any harder right now. So
sure.
It's so exceptionally annoying and frustrating. But I just keep moving my body, and hopefully after the surgery, things will be easier.
Yeah.
Why is this non-alcoholic? Oh, yeah, because my body can't. I'm just going to pour myself more non-wine.
Oh. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Should we record some more?
Yeah, I was having such a good conversation without it, though.
Well, have you tried being witty on the podcast?
No.
He definitely has not.
God, no. I have a reputation to uphold, Jenna.
I don't think that reputation is as heavy as you think it is, Salsa.
Hmm. Nevertheless, it is my reputation.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it is yours to do with what you will.
It is one of your reputations.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it is time. We have a reputation for, at this point, doing a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
See, it is fun.
Steve!
That guy, he's all right. I mean, he's got good DNA.
Okay.
Yep.
I got nothing else.
All right. Opening thoughts. I hope these questions bring you some direction.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh. All right.
Okay. Question number one. In or out?
Yep. All right.
All right.
In.
When there is a nice rainstorm, I do like to be in. Although I don't know if it counts as in or out if you're inside a tent, but outside camping during a rainstorm. Because I love being in a tent when it's raining and you can hear the rain.
I'm going to say tents are for people who enjoy the outdoors.
All right. So I guess
people who enjoy indoors have cabins.
That's correct. Yeah, well, in that case, then, I think I'll go out. Pardon me, gentlemen, I'm going out.
All right,
so you're going...
I'm going out.
You're going out.
I'm going to go in for a couple of different reasons. But the big deal for me is if I imagine this as plugged in headphones or headphones without a cable, I think a lot of hilarious pornographic situations have occurred because of Bluetooth speakers being connected accidentally. And people trying to watch porn on phones, not realizing that they are, for example, still connected to their parents' car. But
oh, did that happen to you? No, I don't want the answer.
Me.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, no, for example, I get what he's talking about. I just don't want to.
How is that what you thought?
Okay, that's a fair question.
How is that where you went?
Could
I
not
need more non-alcoholic what wine for this.
The absolute fuck is going on in your head that is what you thought.
Nothing and everything. It's a skate land. It's full of loud music, blaring lights, and no people. There's a little throw up on the carpet.
Gross.
But you can't tell because it's that kind of carpet. Yeah. Mm. Salsa. Oh,
no,
honey,
I agree with Salsa. I'm just more opposed.
No, I know. I've never seen. I don't think I've ever just completely shut him down like that.
Oh, you have. I've seen it.
Question number two. Up or down?
I think the movie Up was much more impactful than I can't think of another movie that starts with down.
Down Periscope.
There we go. Yeah. Much preferred Up.
And they're both solid choices, but I'd have to agree with you. I think that BioShock Infinite, which takes place in the sky, is a lot more fun and has better characters than BioShocks 1 and 2, which are under the ocean.
I also, if that is the context, I agree with you 100%. I fucking love BioShock Infinite.
It's so well done. And really I am not at all surprised that people have the most ardent crush on one of the characters.
All of the characters, but anyway, it's so pretty, and the soundtrack. Anyway, I mean,
they're cartoon characters, so it is a little odd, but anyway.
So anyway,
I'm gonna go down.
Maybe not today, but soon, and in a big way. I got a feeling.
God. Maybe anyway, later tonight.
Oh my God. I don't want to think about that. Gross.
Well, let me talk about it some more then. Question number three. Right or left?
I am always right.
You know what? I've played dodgeball enough. I'm always left.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. thanks for picking up on that joke.
Like, I got it. Real I got early. I did actually think about doing something like that. But I was like, nope, speed on this one, Jenna. Just get that out there right away.
Oh yeah.
I'm right-handed, so I'll go with right.
In every sense of the word.
One of the things I've started saying to Joe a lot lately is you might be factual, but you are not right. yes. Mm-hmm. If feel like after many mm-hmm. years, I've finally summed up the situation correctly.
Mm-hmm. What you said was wrong, but accurate. Yeah.
Yep.
But then it would be right.
No.
Right can be subjective based off of many things. Accuracy
mm-hmm.
and correctness are not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one can be accurate
mm-hmm.
Without being correct. There are actual numerical values to these things.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like I would like to subscribe to your newsletter on this.
Honestly, this is one of the things I learned in Six Sigma, and I don't recommend going through that process if you can help.
Well, I would just prefer to get the Cliff's Notes, but I am genuinely interested in this.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find a thing, but. Hmm.
All right. Well, question number four. Clockwise or Widdershins?
Oh, Widdershins.
Widdershins for me.
Yeah, Widdershins is way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hold on. Hold on. Clarification. Yes. Mm. So I know it's my brother that wrote these. Yeah. Or yeah. Maybe some other person named
somebody
Steve.
Named Steve.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude from Minecraft.
Is Widdershins counterclockwise? Is that the same thing?
It's opposite of turnwise.
Yes.
So you've got turnwise and you've got Widdershins.
Mm-hmm.
You've got hubwise and rimward.
Yeah.
Hubward and rimward. That's what
those,
it is.
That is the Terry Pratchett.
Yeah.
Terry Pratchett ism of that. But yes, Widdershins effectively is counterclockwise.
Thank you. That's thank you for the information I needed to know, Salsa. James, thank you for the information I probably want to know later. Because like I was just say clockwise and counterclockwise, and so it's weird to me that my little brother, who I grew up with, would not use the same nomenclature. But I'm gonna.
I
go
like
clockwise.
Anti-clockwise.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going clockwise.
Well, Widdershins has more. What's the more connotations to it?
Okay.
Whereas counterclockwise or anti-clockwise is much more of a direction. Widdershins has more implications of negativity.
Really?
So it's sort of the opposite of the expected.
Yeah, I'm still clockwise.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's so the sun's movement is clockwise, and contrary to the sun's movement is counterclockwise or Widdershins. And for example, neo-paganism, Widdershins is the unlucky direction, the negative energy direction.
Oh, the tarot card reversed.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing. And of course, neo-paganism contains myriads. So don't, come at me yelling that I've got it wrong. Gross generalizations here, but it has connotations.
You're pretty gross.
Yeah, but it has connotations negativity, darkness, whatever you want to call it. Not necessarily evil, but the counter to the
shadow to the light, the moon to the sun, whatever.
The inverse,
yang, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
So,
I'm still clockwise. I don't know. Have we met? I'm clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so very clockwise.
Always marching forward.
Mm-hmm.
Time is marching on.
All right. Question number five.
Five.
Forward or backward?
Oh, well,
forward,
I feel like I just
backward.
Answered this, but I'm going to go forward.
Upward, not downward. And always whirling toward glory.
I feel like it is important to look back every once in a while to gain perspective, but you should be looking back not to sit in the past, but to move forward.
Mm-hmm, to learn from it. I'm very much a historian, but I agree. I think forward is the way to go. I only know how to skate forward. I am really, 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 really bad at skating backwards. I have to like stop and like turn in place and then badly skate backward in order to skate backward. I'm no good at it. So forward for me.
Fascinating.
Oh my God. Did Steve break you?
A little bit. I back into
how,
a parking spot.
How did we get to fucking listening to porn audio on your parents' car in question one, and question five, forward or backward, has broken you? What? The hell is wrong with you?
So much.
Would you like that alphabetically, chronologically, categorically?
Wittershins.
Wittershins. Obwise. Was that a thing? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
See, I learned something. I have no idea what it means, but I have a word now. I'm just going to slap it on everything.
Yeah.
I feel like an auto mechanic is hub-wise.
Kind of get it?
Yeah, like hubcaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I did get it.
You did get it. I'm not saying you should have had a bigger reaction to it.
Did you get it, or did it get you?
No, I definitely
I don't think
got
it got
it.
Him. Yeah. It got no one. Yeah. That was everybody, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're locked in. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go then. We're going to go do. Question number one, in or out? Would you rather cook in or eat out?
Oh, eat out.
Eat out.
Okay. Thanks, James.
What's so funny, James? Do you find oral sex funny?
Sometimes.
Actually, it is kind of funny if you think about it.
It is also kind of weird when you think about it.
It's
great.
Hot, it's weird. It's pretty normal.
But like it's hot, but like the concept is a little weird.
I'm about it.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, rather infantile reaction there, but whatever. You do you, I suppose.
Sex is funny. And it should be.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sex comedy of sex is one of the most beautiful things about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. My wife laughs every time I take my pants off.
Yeah. Well, you are a comedian, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I like eating at restaurants.
I agree.
I can cook, but I don't like to.
I like to bake. I don't like to cook. And if I had all of the money in the world, I wouldn't. But I do because I don't.
I like to cook. I'm not good at it, but I do like to cook.
So you're going in?
I will go in.
Okay.
He's going in.
Question number two, up or down? Live in the mountains, up or near the beach? Down.
Oh,
I was weirdly close.
Yeah, I would go beach, I think. I love lakes. I love water.
I enjoyed both.
Can I live on a lake or near a lake in the mountains?
In the mountains? I mean, as long as that lake has a beach.
In the mountains.
Yeah. Mountain lakes usually don't have beaches, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm kind of okay with that, too. I don't need a beach. I just want the water.
Well, it doesn't say water. Sure. It says beach.
I know, but if there's a beach, there has to be water. Therefore, I'm going to have to go with beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm choosing beach. I love water. And I will fall down a mountain. let's be honest.
I absolutely adored my time in the Alps. Loved every second of it. That's Norway, James, not the Alps.
I know.
Not even fucking close. Jesus Christ.
Racist.
And
I blame the schools.
Yeah, the schools, not... never mind. I have always loved the idea of living near water, but actually living near water is miserable. Because everything just gets damp and mildewy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're near the ocean, everything just gets salty and gritty.
To be fair, I started salty. And gritty.
So... But like just everything kind of lives in a perpetual state of decay and damp and mildew when you live near the ocean. So I've always loved the romanticism of living near a lake or the ocean. But having done it, it's just like, this is kind of miserable, actually. Whereas, yeah, I loved the mountains. Oh, man, I loved it so much. The air is so pure and clear up there. Oh, so good.
Huh.
The one time I was up a mountain, I had problems breathing because there was no oxygen. So, yeah.
That does seem like a bad time.
Yeah, it was...
Like, I mean, it's not like I was a 2-pack-a-day smoker or anything.
And that's the thing is when I was living in the Alps, I was a 2-pack-a-day smoker. And so when I got back, holy shit, I had lungs like a fucking horse.
I believe it. I will say,
they weren't his lungs. They were a horse's lungs.
Technically, that's an accomplishment that I had this week. I've been quit for 6 months, so
woohoo! Wow,
people seem excited about that. So, all right.
Jeez,
I'm still mad about it, but
yeah,
I want a cigarette so bad.
Yeah.
But yay, 6 months! Hooray, indeed. Did a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 3: right or left? Would you rather be right all the time, or left ignorant sometimes?
I mean,
I'd rather be right all the time, and I normally am, but like... It's very frustrating being right all the time, because then when you tell people and they don't listen to you, you're like, that's going to get fucked up. You're doing it wrong. And then they do it wrong and it fucks up.
It's the curse of Cassandra. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a show on that.
Yeah.
Did you? I wish you'd told us about it.
Fuck you.
even I hated that joke.
Yeah. It was real. It's too real. Huh? I did the show 21, 22.
Which show was that?
It was called Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman.
Oh yeah.
I did it for Fringe. It was online. Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is just because I have a brain like a sieve, not because I'm, you know, a bad person. Well, it's never mind.
But it does feel like you're proving a point about Cassandra at the very least.
Believed you. It was just I don't remember the shows that I was in, let alone other people. Well,
that's fair. I don't remember the shows you were in,
especially
either,
for as many fucking shows as my friends are in. I can't keep them all fucking straight.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah. No, I'd rather know what's going on than be ignorant of something. Like, this is a weird one because I don't actually always think I'm right, but I would rather know than not know whether I'm right or not.
Yeah, no, I am. Usually it's can I be both? And in this one, I'm like, can I be neither? Because I don't feel the need to be right all the time, but
yeah,
ignorance is such a dirty word for me.
That.
Yeah,
I think that's definitely
that,
a thing
that just based on that alone, I have to reject that one out of hand.
And I guess for me, being ignorant of something in and of itself isn't bad. Like, you know, if you're never exposed to something, you would be ignorant of it, right?
Yes.
So, like, but the connotation is kind of hard to work.
Yeah, exactly. The connotation,
yeah,
like
the way that it's phrased.
If the word was unaware or oblivious, yeah, like, sure, I can handle that. But yeah, ignorant feels a little stabby.
Well, and I will say, like, even if we swapped it out for oblivious, I'd still rather know than not know.
Mm-hmm. I
whether
am
I'm
oblivious
right or not.
Oh, I was going to say, I know. Can't help. Falling in love with you. I think I am more often ignorant than right. So I'll choose that.
I think one of the reasons why I like knowing as much as I do is that I have been hurt by not being aware of things before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, for me, there is definitely a defensive thing in, no, give me all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway.
I just like knowing things for knowing's sake. All knowledge
well,
is worth having.
Ooh.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to be valiant about it.
We're gonna disagree about all knowledge being worth having.
Disagree all you want, but I maintain my
I'm
like, yeah. Like, I know that, like, yeah, no, I'm not saying that one out loud. Never mind. There are certain things that I know that I wish I did not know.
Yep.
But
yeah,
I think the value of having it does exist. I just wish I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have a nice car that you don't want, but it still has value.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying all knowledge is comfortable having, but all knowledge is worth having.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nope, still disagree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I walked in on my mom having sex once, and, like, what? I don't need that knowledge. But it does have value. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's gross and yucky.
Yeah. I don't know. Never bothered me that much. Our daughter.
You've walked in on my mom having sex? Dude, she's dead. That's weird.
Yeah.
Everybody has walked in on your mom having sex.
What is Chris's insult? Statistically speaking, you already know.
Yeah. yesterday.
You walked in on my mom having sex yesterday?
Jenna, everybody.
She's in on your mom.
Not everybody. That's why they had that ramp installed.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a door.
Some people wheeled in.
But no, yeah. my
she's
daughter.
She's dead, though. She's
my
daughter. She's cremated. How the fuck? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
You get warm it up into a paste.
Oh, God. Yep. Nope. I'm turning my camera off. I don't want to look at me.
You remember when I said not all knowledge worth having?
totally worth having.
Not
comfortable.
Has value. Yeah.
Our daughter went to my wife and was like, what was that noise I heard earlier this morning? And my wife was like, I think you know. She was like, yeah. It was like, okay.
Well,
No, that's a conversation I had with Jessa once too. She's mm-hmm. like, Mom, I heard you. I'm like, well, your mom is a sexually active being. Don't know what to tell you. Like,
we try to be discreet, but we're not going to lie to them.
We're not always going to make it. Yep. Yeah.
We turn the music up and we leave it to you to put headphones on if that's not enough.
All right. Where were we? Question number four, clockwise or Widdershins?
Yeah.
Would you rather see the future clockwise or turn back time? Widdershins. Oh, Widdershins. 100%. 100%.
Turn back time.
I want to know the mysteries of history. I want to know what actually happened at Agincourt. I want to know.
Is it turn back? Can you reread the context?
Yes. Would you? It just says see the future clockwise.
Yeah.
Turn back time, Widdershins.
Back time.
It's not necessarily specific to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not see your future, your.
No,
I don't care. I do not want to see
the future. Future.
Do not.
Future.
Nope.
Mine, yeah, I'm not particularly keen on seeing the future. I see that shit all the time because of anxiety.
I was about to say, like, that's just a game I do all the time. But
right. That's I've got the home version. I don't want this. Yeah. Nope. No, thanks.
I would only want to see the future if I could be exceptionally selective about what I see in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like winning Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
Like if I could see just the winning lotto for a specific day, that'd be all right. But overall, I don't need a journey through the future.
Nope. Yeah. I still want history. I want history. History's unanswered questions. I want to know that. That's what I want to
answer. I can remember where I set that thing down.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Wouldn't that be... Oh, I could find out what happened to my Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
It's been gone for a couple years. I don't know where the fuck it went.
Fuck.
I legitimately, it could be in my house. It could be in a field in your pop-up
camper at the back of one of the cabinets. that's what I'm going with.
That's a possibility.
It could be.
Anyway.
I no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So, well.
Anyway, question number five, forward or backward.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more afraid of the technology we may face moving forward or of our society moving backward? Oh, this is back. Is that backward?
Society moving backward.
Technology 100%. Is going to go forward no matter what we do. I'm not afraid of that. But our society.
Well, I mean, not no matter what we do.
I'm not afraid of it. I hope that we can be, you know, intelligent and responsible with it, but I'm not afraid of it.
I continue to be polite to my Google AI assistant.
Which apparently costs them a lot of money.
Ha ha, suckers.
Did even
you
better.
Read this?
No, I didn't read this. What are we talking about?
Apparently, like AI, being polite to AI costs them millions of dollars.
What if you're mean to AI?
Possibly the same? I'm not sure.
Sasa, was it you that told me that you can swear at AI?
Yep.
To disable it?
In the search bar.
Your Google AI search.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Good, good, good. And you'll get no results. Fantastic.
I love the idea that just by saying thank you to my Google assistant repeatedly over and over, because I suppose it has to kick out another thing as opposed to just staying silent.
So Sam Altman, the guy who did OpenAI, says it costs tens of millions of dollars when you are polite to your AI. Yes. If you say please and thank you, in order for the AI,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do with that information what it will.
It's another thing it needs to process, basically.
Exactly.
That's so good.
So
I'm yeah. so delighted by this info. Thank you, Salsa. that makes me happy.
I like that even more. I had already been doing it, mm-hmm. but now I know that it's a thorn in somebody's fucking side.
Yeah.
No, I do not fear technology. I fear people and people's ability to be terrible people.
Yeah.
I fear technology and will stick to my bushes.
So, and what was the context again? Fear technology.
Are you more afraid of the technology we face moving forward or of our society moving backward?
Yeah, I'm way more afraid of society than tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we start having autistic people on registers and
God
trans
damn.
People committing suicide, that's bad.
Yep.
That's real bad.
It is.
I mean,
going to go out on the record right now and say people committing suicide, bad.
Trans community yep. already has the highest
exactly.
suicide rate.
Yep.
Currently, correct. Before yep. any of the rest of this. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. That one. That one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let's pull this one out of the doldrums and try to be cheery for the end of it.
Comedy.
If you would like to send a Fast Five, go to awnpodcast.com, click on submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have a shout out?
I do. Shout out to Charles Barker, bike enthusiast and previous RV owner, for slowly selling me an RV. It's been incredibly useful and is a cozy little place.
Nice. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that was involved in Lettuce and Lovage. That was a delightful show. Despite my old lady Mission Impossible
romp
through my giant purse of doom for Tom's. It was a good time. It was a good time. It was a wonderful show. And everybody did a phenomenal job with it. So very shout out true. To the cast and crew of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going to give a shout out to Lush Nightclub for hosting the Festival of Friends 2025. There was performances. There was a marketplace that was going on in the restaurant area. A bunch of people selling things. It was a grand old time. We sold out, which is pretty fucking cool. Packed house. They were very nice about it. So yeah, that. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you best.
As a matter of fact, thank you to everybody who made it out to the 420 weed show on Easter Sunday. For Vilification Tennis, we have even more exciting things coming up for May and very particular June is the Taskmaster show. So stay tuned to vil10.net for that. I will also say this Sunday at the Hive Collaborative, which is a theater that I have only become aware of in this last year. That there is the British panel show that I have been roughly a month now, Would I Lie to You, taking place on Sunday the 4th at 6:30 p.m. It's like a handsome little theater, and it's so nice, and it's real close to where I live, so please make sure that it's successful, because I'm going to keep doing theater there.
That's fair.
Selfishly, yeah. But I'm so fucking jazzed to do this show. It looks like it's so much fun. And then more later. But that's what I've got right now. I will provide a Facebook link for those who still book the face.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, anything?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Casimir will be at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska this coming weekend. May 3rd and 4th, I believe, are the days. And then the weekend after that, I will be at an event that you probably can't go to, so never mind. Unless you're a St. Kate alumnus, you probably aren't allowed to go to that. So,
yeah, I'm not.
Cool. But if you are, go to it.
Definitely. So, yeah. That's what I... So, Renfest in Nebraska. Forget the whole other thing I said. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. Thank you to Steve for sending in that...
Hey, Steve!
Thank you, baby girl.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.